does it help you?
I guess, does it help you in technique, you know, placement, you know, or just getting stronger? I guess, where does it help you the most?
Well, for the competition camps, kind of tells you like where you're at, because you can compete against literally anybody in America. But for like instruction camps, especially when you get more advanced, they tweak the little things, and it's just like they know you know what you're doing, but they always, you know, you always can tweak something and get better at something. So if that's placement, that's what it is. Or if it's specialty punts, like the Aussie punts, whatever. So.
Do you have a preferred style in that regard, and just traditional or Aussie or things like that?
It just kind of depends on what like where we are on the field. Mm-hmm. If we're a little closer and I got to put it up higher and shorter, I'll go with the Australian style. But if it's long and I can just let it eat, I just like to go traditional. So.
Gotcha. And anybody teaching tackling at the kicking camps?
No. If they're teaching the kicking well enough, then they don't have to teach anybody to tackle. So.
Are you surprised at all by the success you're having so far this year?
I wouldn't say I'm like surprised by anything I've been doing. I just kind of been doing the same thing all off season. It's just kind of like a standard for me. Like I just want to, you know, do what I've done all year, and I'm not really trying to outdo myself all the time. I'm just trying to stay within myself. So.
What about the national recognition that you're getting? I mean, guys like Pat McAfee, and obviously with the Ray Guy Awards every week, or the watch list every week. Are you surprised by that at all?
I don't know. I haven't really paid. I've tried to not pay attention to it as much as I can, because I don't want to try and do too much. And if I let it get caught in my head, then I hold like higher standards than usual, or I put too much pressure on myself. So I'm just trying to kind of stay within myself. Just tell myself, do the same thing every week and don't try to do too much, I guess.
Okay. I didn't know, because Cullen was making his pledge, I guess, or he's making his plea for the fullback award, PFT commentator or whatever, for Barstool. So I didn't know for like Pat McAfee, if you were really into that for the brand and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm for the brand. I heard Pat McAfee was on the Tech Tech radio this morning. I listened to a bit of it. It was really funny. I love that guy. So, you know, glad he gave me a shout out and everything, and that was cool. So I've loved him ever since he like played for the Colts and all that. So he was my favorite guy. I know, like, I can relate to him a lot, because he was kind of a shorter, stockier, like more powerful guy, and that's like, I can relate to that, because I'm pretty short for a punter. So I always liked watching him.
Is there anybody in particular that you try to model your game after?
Well, when he played, it was him, because whenever I watched his film going to like all the Colts camps and everything, I just saw what he was doing, and I liked what he just kind of let it eat every punt, and that's what I like tried to mimic. But now I'm just kind of trying to develop my own little style a little bit, not really trying to do too much of anybody. So
he was throwing some stats out there. I think it was the offense starts within the 10, within their own 10, that they have about 10% chance of scoring. A bunch of different other stats too, as far as field advantage and stuff. Is that something that you guys go over a lot? Is that sticking in your head a lot whenever you're going out there to kick, or is it just one of those deals you just kind of let loose?
Well, in the spring, Coach Fisher told us a lot in practice when he was working on our punt team. He told us that I think it was 75% chance. If you get a punt blocked, you have a 75% chance to lose. And so he was kind of stressing that on our punt team. And, you know, if we can just keep protection and keep coverage, then, you know, we got a much better chance of winning. And, yeah, I did hear that stat about inside the 10, you got a 10% chance of scoring. I didn't really know that stat until he said it, but I mean, it makes sense. You know, when they're backed up like that, they just try to play it more safe. And if you can keep them inside that 10 or 5-yard line, I mean, it's huge for the defense. So
what's your time, I guess, cut off from when you catch the ball to when you kick it? What's the goal time that you're trying to get?
The total operation want to be 2.0 or lower. Mm-hmm. And so from the time Austin snaps it to the time it hits my foot, we want to be around 2.0. So.
Gotcha. And do you guys grade or track how often you guys hit that during the game?
After the game, we look at the film and make sure I'm fast enough. Mm-hmm. If there was one or two punts where, you know, I caught it weird or something like that, I'll look at that, try to clean up my hands and try to get it off a little faster. So.
How successful have you guys been in hitting that goal this season?
We've been pretty consistent. We're right around like the low 2.0 or high 1.9 range. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of discouraged. We haven't had a whole lot of rushes this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of discouraged them a little bit, because if they know I get it off a little faster, they're going to try and set up a return. And so it's kind of kept the pressure off just a little bit.
Going kind of back to Sam was asking earlier, but, you know, rugby-style punts, and it seems like it's whatever the guy is comfortable with, whatever kind of spin he wants to put on the ball. Have you ever toyed around with that, tweaked around with it? Because you're pretty much more conservative when just coming to punting the ball, right?
In the off season, I do a lot of, like, try to do some specialty punts, stuff I'm not really used to, and try to learn a new punt every, you know, few weeks or whatever. And, you know, we play around with Australian style, banana kick, knuckleball, stuff like that. So me and Seth have been playing around with that a little bit in practice. So.
Okay.
Coach Fisher has been pretty strong on kind of like a golfer. If it's working, don't get bored, I think is what he said. How difficult is that for you to not want to tinker and do stuff like that? What do you do to keep from getting bored?
Especially with the kickers and punters, you always have the tendency to want to fix something or want to make something a little better. And I think it's just, you know, making those tweaks is fine. But if you just try to change something that you're doing well, don't change that. You know, if you have some places where you're just not very good at and try to adjust that, it's fine. But if you're doing something well, you just shouldn't really try to fix it. Just keep doing what you're doing. And so I think he's been putting that on me a lot this fall, is just what you're doing well, like keep doing it. Try to clean up the things you're not doing well in games, and you know, let it eat. So
is that difficult at times? Is it you want to kind of mess around? Is that just kind of natural instinct?
It is. I think especially when you want to try and get better than you are every single week, you just want to adjust something. You know, you want to make something better, because I don't know, consistency is like cool, but you always kind of want to get better at everything. And so I think as a competitor, like I always want to do that, and so it's kind of difficult for me to not get bored per se. So but I think I've gotten used to it this fall, just kind of getting into a rhythm every week. So,
ask about the atmosphere going on the road. Have you guys simulated any cowbells or anything like that in practice? Or what are you expected to see and hear there at Starkville?
Yeah, we do. Every week in practice, we have the opposing team's chants or cowbells or whatever. Okay. And so for Bama, I know they played Bama noise and everything like that, like from actual games. And so, yeah, we'll hear some cowbells this week at practice. I'm sure you can hear it across the street too. So.
Has anybody reached out to you this season that you wouldn't have expected, just to say good job or anything like that? Have you got any cool text messages or phone calls or anything?
Just people I haven't talked to in a while, you know, people from high school and stuff like that. They just said, hey, just saying good job and heard you on, or saw you on Twitter or whatever. So yeah. Pat McAfee helped me out a little bit on Twitter with getting some people to reach out. So
you get a sense that if you don't hit it 50 plus, that people think it's a disappointment now?
A little. I mean, I think it is too. So I'm kind of holding myself to that standard, especially with seeing that I can hit it, you know, as far as however long I hit it this year. A 50-yard punt to me just doesn't seem as far now. I know, I just don't get bored, obviously, and like that's still a decent punt, especially if you can make it all net yards. But it's just kind of holding myself to a really high standard. So.
Have you been kicking it that far ever since you got here?
Not consistently.
Okay.
When I first got here, I was just kind of like, I just kind of had a raw leg that I hit, you know, one of those balls every five or so, and then the other ones would be kind of just different, a little shorter or lower or whatever. So I've just really worked on consistency since I've gotten here, and I think Shane Chibuka helped me a lot with that. He's just not trying to hit, you know, the biggest ball every single time, just trying to hit the same ball, and so I've worked on that a lot.